With us today is Gordon G. Chang, and give us an update of what's going on in the Pacific Coast and India, all those areas. How are you, Gordon?
I'm fine, John. And right now in Beijing, they've finished what's called the sixth plenum of the 19th National Party Congress. This is where Xi Jinping was able to get the party to write a new history, which puts Xi Jinping at the center of it. And many people think that this means that Xi has consolidated his control over the party apparatus, and it could very well mean that. But I don't think it means what other people say, and that is that he's now assured of his third term as General Secretary of the Communist Party, in other words, China's ruler. There's a lot of things going wrong in China at the moment, and Xi Jinping, with all his power, is going to be blamed for those things. That election for a third term is a year from now. There's a lot that can happen.
Talking about the Chinese people, I am concerned. I am concerned that the Chinese people have been a domestic people, not necessarily a conquering people. And it looks like the Chinese military is trying to set up to create a war, or to, not necessarily a defensive position. What do you think the pulse is of the Chinese people as far as taking care of domestic China versus looking for expansion?
This is a really important question you asked, John. And I think the Chinese people right now have no appetite for military misadventure abroad. They've gone through some draconian COVID-19 lockdowns, which, by the way, the disease is accelerating through China. And also because the economy right now isn't very good, we're seeing hints of very soft consumer spending, and that's supposed to be the core of the Chinese economy. So I get a sense that they are just not in any mood to put up with war. Also, we know the Communist Party is very sensitive about casualties, and that's a real indication that the leadership in Beijing knows that the Chinese people do not want to fight.
So you feel that the pulse is that with the Xi wanting to expand the military, that might not be the exact idea of the rest of the Communist Party?
At least the rest of the people. But the important point here is that in many questions, the Chinese people don't count. Xi Jinping has a number of incentives to actually cause that war, at least to try to intimidate his neighbors into submission. So this is a dangerous situation. And part of it is you can see the schism in Chinese society, but in terms of political power, it really means that Xi, as dictator now, can do what he wants, and that means there could very well be some sort of conflict.
That's interesting. What else would you like the American people to know?
One thing is that Xi Jinping is now being blamed for a lot of things going wrong in China. And if we go back to 1966, Mao Zedong, who Xi reveres, actually started the Cultural Revolution by trying to get the Chinese people on his side as a way for Mao to sideline his political enemies in Beijing. Now, Xi Jinping is doing pretty much the same thing with his Common Prosperity Program. But the big difference, though, John, is that Mao Zedong didn't have the military to plunge the world into war. Xi Jinping does. And the problem here is that once China starts something, then China's friends like Russia, North Korea, Iran, Pakistan, Algeria could actually take advantage of the situation and go after their enemies. And this could end up being a conflict across the Eurasian landmass, across North Africa. So this is an exceedingly difficult situation and a very dangerous one for us.
Gordon, it seems like America is under attack in many ways. The drugs, the fentanyl coming in from the Chinese gangs are already coming in, mixing with the Mexicans. There's so many problems. Is that part of the Chinese subversive just to bring down America a little bit?
Oh, yes. And not just a little bit, to destroy the American society. With fentanyl, which you mentioned, these Chinese fentanyl gangs are large, they're far-flung, international. And in China's near total surveillance state, Beijing knows about them and I think is very supportive of them. Also, the money that the fentanyl gangs earn, it is laundered through the state bank system in China. So the Chinese Communist Party knows about it. And that means that we should consider the 53,000 or so American deaths last year from fentanyl.
93,000. This year it's 93,000.
93,000. Huh? 93,000. Okay, this year.
Yes. The DEA gave me that number last week.
That all of these deaths, John, should be considered a murder. The Chinese government wants these Americans dead, and it did something similar with COVID-19. This is an attack that we must recognize, because although we're a far stronger society than China, China can actually win, prevail over us. They can destroy America because we're not defending ourselves.
We have without a firing a bullet. Not, without firing a bullet,
because we have a president who is not recognizing the danger. And so, therefore, China can really prevail in this struggle.
Gordon G. Chang, Twitter handle, at Gordon G. Chang, thank you so much for bringing it to the attention of every American. God bless you, and God bless the work you do.
God bless you, John, and thank you so much.